More than 700 Massachusetts homeowners with subprime mortgage loans will get more favorable mortgage terms under a $60 million settlement Attorney General Martha Coakley has reached with banking giant Goldman Sachs. The subprime mortgage settlement is thought to be the first of its kind in the U.S. As WBUR's Abigail Beshkin reports, the state went after Goldman Sachs for buying home loans as securities, even though officials knew the loans were, quote, destined to fail.
When Attorney General Martha Coakley began investigating the foreclosure crisis, she zeroed in on the role that Goldman Sachs and other investment banks played in creating the market for bad loans.
We looked at how securitizers may have facilitated the origination of unfair loans under Massachusetts. We've made a determination, and our courts have agreed that many of these loans were unfair. They were destined to fail.
Under the settlement, Goldman Sachs will spend about $50 million to reduce the principal for about 700 homeowners whose mortgages are held by Goldman. The settlement also orders a Goldman-owned company, Lytton Loan Servicing, to modify thousands of other mortgages. The state will also receive $10 million under the agreement. Goldman Sachs says it's happy to have the case resolved. It won't say whether it's negotiating similar settlements in other states. However, Vincent Valvo, editor of Banker and Tradesman, says that's unlikely.
Martha Coakley has been aggressive at going after the players in the subprime debacle. Interestingly, not in a lot of other states have been following her lead.
And for her part, Attorney General Coakley says she can't tell whether the settlement will set a precedent.
There are so many unprecedented things in this whole economic crisis that it's hard to know whether anything we do or don't do is a precedent.
However, Valvo says at least in Massachusetts, this agreement could signal more to come.
You're one of the other major investment banks that were handling these kinds of loans, you probably ought to be getting ready to write a check to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Coakley won't say whether she has settlements with other banks in the pipeline, but she says the investigation into the foreclosure crisis is ongoing. For WBUR, I'm Abigail Beshkin.